This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is a QB at number two a done deal? Mary Kay Cabot with us yesterday. She said absolutely.
Pack done. It up. We're done here.
Pack it up. We are done. 60-something days until the draft.
Well, wait.
Doesn't matter.
Then we're taking Shador. It's over.
Find out maybe with Nathan coming up at night. Be something if Nathan came out and was like, yeah, they're taking a QB.
Then it's
something if he came out and said they're taking Shador.
Then it's got to be Shador, right?
You don't know that.
Cam is going number one.
Maybe they like Will Howard that much. Maybe they like Jalen Milroe that much. Didn't some psycho say they could take Jalen Milroe number two overall?
Bucky Brooks did say he thought Shador was the best quarterback in this draft.
If they took Jalen Milroe number two overall, I would probably... I'd dig a hole and go stand in it, or I'd go stare at the backyard and contemplate the meaning of life for the foreseeable future. Just stare into the abyss. I'd be like Linda McMahon. I would end up
the education secretary.
No, when she just went catatonic and Vince McMahon was making out with all the people in front of her, I would be like Linda McMahon if they took Jalen Milroe number two overall. I'd just be sitting there in a chair and nobody could say anything to me. Liz could make out with Snoop Dogg right in front of me. I'd just be sitting there like that, just staring off into the abyss. I don't even want him in the third round. I don't want him in the seventh round, let alone number two overall. But yeah, we'll see. Nathan's going to join us at 9 o'clock. So we are starting to hear more names. The Trevor Lawrence stuff came out yesterday. Can I just say, I'm in no position to defend this Ryan Burr character. I don't know. I've never met him. I think what you know him, because you guys both went to Syracuse, and you guys have that whole thing going on, the Syracuse cult of broadcasting. I don't think that he would just make up something about Trevor Lawrence, of all things, on Twitter to enhance his career. I think he heard something somewhere. He said he heard it straight from the horse's mouth down there in Jacksonville, straight from the Jaguars' mouth, somebody in their front office. Do you believe that there were overtures? I mean, you could call and take some team's temperature, but if he's hearing it from Jacksonville, it's like, all right, if you're telling a media member about this, now Jacksonville has come out and refuted it. It's an easy thing to do. But does it or does it not get a conversation started?
Well,
like, you're trying to get a market started somehow.
Now, the interesting
that contract
part about
is
it,
very, very tough to trade.
But the interesting part of it is, you know, you'd go, well, why would Liam Cohen take this job
and shove it
if Jacksonville, if they are getting rid of the quarterback? Like, you would have thought, hey, I think Trevor Lawrence has been mishandled. I think the coaches that he's worked with have done him no favors.
You would assume so.
And obviously there's going to be a new hierarchy in the organization. They're still going over that, right? They're still looking for a GM.
Yeah.
So it's like, how are they trading Trevor Lawrence?
John Robinson, the former Titans general manager, just interviewed down there.
Yeah, how are they even entertaining the thought of trading Trevor Lawrence when they don't have an organization right now?
You would think that's true, but you know,
maybe that's when you pounce if you're other teams.
It's
right?
A sillier part of the season because I mean, honestly, if we want to just speculate here, I'll speculate. Tony Khan, the owner's son, has his fingers in many pies. has been a guy who has given many press conferences about many things. I know professional wrestling and the whole thing.
He's been on our show, hasn't he?
He's been on our show.
So imagine if you're Andrew Berry. Like, who do I call over there? Who do I talk to? Oh, the wrestling guy.
Yeah, he gave us actually really good tickets to their show when they were in Cleveland years ago. But he's a guy who talks a lot. Who knows what he said to Ryan Burr? Or if he said anything to Ryan Burr. Who knows what he said to anybody?
Do you think Andrew Berry goes, can part of the negotiation, can I get a certain amount of dates on the super yacht? He's got like the, his dad has the super yacht to end all super yachts.
Yes, a staff of 37 and you have like 12 people.
Trevor Lawrence hanging from the rafters and you ladder match it.
So outside of the like number two overall, and I want to get the basketball coming up at 7, but we need to talk about this. Outside of number two overall, it's like, okay, whoever they take at number two overall, I don't think we're starting the season with that fella. At least we don't plan to. Things change. Yeah. I understand that. So Trevor Lawrence was a name that was thrown out there, and that kind of spurred the 9 o'clock hour yesterday. And there were some people who said, nah, I'd rather just go to the draft. And you have to wonder, you sign him to that type of contract. I could see where some people were saying, I might not want Trevor Lawrence. I'd rather go to the draft. I think a lot more people would feel safer with him, but let's just put him up on the shelf for now and say that that's not going to be something that's done. Derek Carr, well, Kellen Moore was asked about him yesterday. We played a bit of this in about last night. Hit it again. This is Kellen Moore in his introductory press conference down in New Orleans.
Do you view that as you guys have a decision to make at quarterback, or you view it as Derek Carr as a quarterback?
I view it as Derek Carr is a tremendous starting quarterback in this league. We're fortunate to have him, and we're excited to go through this process, you know, as we build this roster together. Again, I'm meeting these guys for the first time in the last few days. Really excited to meet more of them, and this will be a lot of fun.
Without saying it, that means he has a decision to make. Do they want to go young, or do they want to try to keep this going out with Derek Carr? Do they think that they can win some this year and trade up, or is this a long-term plan? Because, again, it's almost the same situation as the Browns.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You could go after a quarterback next year if you had a new coach and you had a new general manager. I think they have still the same general manager, but they have a new coach down in New Orleans. So you got time. You got time. Now, that's always something to say in February. We'll see what happens in January, but you have time. So I think they have a decision to make with Derek Carr. You've been out there with Derek Carr before. The other name is Aaron Rodgers, which I 41 years old.
Won't show up to training camp.
Won't show up to anything that matters. Won't show up to training camp on time.
Yeah.
Won't show up to training camp on time. And then, you know what? And I kind of went after a caller about this yesterday, and I felt a little bit bad because you and I liked Justin Fields. Did you too?
We really liked him coming out.
We both liked him. We both like Justin Fields coming out of the draft. But I look at Justin Fields now and I say, he's the quarterback everybody wants, but no one wants to start. If you brought in Justin Fields, boy, you could say you're going for the gusto, and then you could go ahead and start your number two guy eventually, because again, he's got all these tools, but he just doesn't seem to be able to put it all together at the same time. So you got names there. Do any of these guys really tickle your fancy at all? Because I do want to, like, other than Kirk Cousins, this isn't the end all be all list, but we've talked about Kirk Cousins, we've talked about Daniel Jones, we've talked about these guys. These seem to be fresh names. Leave Lawrence out of it. Carr, Rodgers, Fields. Because eventually, I would like to hand the keys off to a rookie.
All those names you mentioned are stopgaps. They are bridges. Whatever other terms you want to use. What none of those quarterbacks are exciting, sexy, Myles Garrett staying because of these guys' quarterbacks.
That's true. I think the exciting one, if you wanted anybody to be excited, I think the fans would be excited about Justin Fields. I think that that would provide the most excitement. Derek Carr's definitely a placeholder. Aaron Rodgers, I think you're waiting for the shoe to drop, if it hasn't already dropped, and him to say something about going into politics while he's trying to be the starting quarterback of your football team. Derek Carr, I think a lot of people have very strong opinions about Derek Carr.
Yeah,
and don't think
sure.
he's very good.
Yeah, my issue, the Justin Fields thing, I don't know. And this, you could tell me if I'm being totally unfair. I could just see Justin Fields coming here. The Browns might be able to steal some wins because I do think Stefanski could organize an offensive attack that utilizes him with his running.
Could he?
Yes, the design stuff I think makes more sense. But at the same time,
That's a lot of faith in something we really haven't seen.
I could also see him really struggling getting guys lined up and having a lot of those same issues. And his just lack of processing. He just hasn't gotten any better in the NFL being able to do that stuff.
He's still a tick behind. I remember, who's the I could see his face. The film guy, Rosenthal.
Cosell.
Greg Cosell, yeah. Thank you. Greg Cosell said that years ago, and I don't think he's gotten any better. Yeah. I still think he's a tick behind.
Okay, you said you haven't seen a lot of evidence of it. I think they were worried with Deshaun Watson at all times, that this was an investment in Deshaun Watson. They couldn't unleash him. I don't think they would be worried about that at all with Justin Fields. They'd be like, you know what? Let's go out there and use him as a dual threat from day one.
Well, he's also a bigger body type quarterback. He does get banged up. He's been banged up, but
he is one of the best runners of the football at quarterback than anybody out in the NFL. Right?
If I wanted to add, because you have to make a decision here. Is your offense capable enough? And I don't know if they are. And I think a lot of Browns fans would say no. Is your offense capable enough to throw sneak attack? Justin Fields adds different dimensions to it. Not really as much of a thrower as he is a guy who can run. Can he get away from people? Can you steal some wins at the beginning? And then, depending on who you take, like if you take Shedeur Sanders is not a pull his eyes down and run guy. So many people call us up and think that about him. That's not him, guys. Look at his career rushing stats. He holds on to the ball. He's taking sacks. Like, there's some negatives in there. But he's not going to just take off and be a joystick. That's not him. So your offense is going to go from one thing to another, and we tried to do that last year. Now, a lot of us have put it on Deshaun Watson. He's an easy one to blame. But your offense tried to do that last year, and it was a disaster. Trying to go from quarterback who can move, who really wanted to run instead of throw a lot of times because he was terrified of what was going on in the field around him. And then you went to Jameis. And Jameis is more the traditional, but you're going to put the ball in the other team's hands way more than you want to. So you have some things that you have to discuss because you have to have a lot of confidence in your coaching staff to go out and get a Justin Fields, knowing that you're eventually going to switch to a guy possibly like Shedeur Sanders, who's going to be a more stand-and-deliver type guy. Or you know what? Even Kyle McCord or Will Howard or Jackson Dart. They're still going to be more of a stand, deliver, let it rip type of guy. That's a big change for your offense to go through because you're still trying to establish an identity when you had in your playoff season that you did not have last year when you only won 3 games.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.